A Baltimore man whose love of country music led him to record thousands of hours of live concerts from the 1950s and 60s has suddenly found himself at the center of media attention. Recording companies are competing for rights to his archive, and the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian Institution, and the Country Music Hall of Fame are equally excited about the treasure trove of never-before-heard music by some of country's most legendary stars. Leon Kagarice, a recording engineer from Baltimore, Maryland, loves country music. Throughout the 1950s and 60s, he attended every concert he could, but never without his bulky 22-kilogram tape recorder in tow. Setting it up on stage, he recorded countless hours of performances of famous and not yet famous musicians who would come to be regarded as the pioneers of early country music.
I taped everybody under the sun. Johnny Cash, George Jones, Stoneman Family, Reno and Smiley, Flatt & Scruggs, the Osborne Brothers, Jimmy Martin. And what was in my favor, and I didn't know it, was back then most of the recording companies were just using one mic. So when there would be like two people singing harmony, while they'd get up to the microphone exactly the same distance apart, and so I got a good mix on everything. That's down home, that is. That's down home there. That's the real thing. Now listen to these instrumentals here coming up.
Leon Kagarice's recording collection continued to grow, not only of concert performances, but live television too, including one featuring a then unknown singer named Patsy Cline.
You said you wasn't gonna call. You didn't love me at all. So let the teardrops fall. Since you've been gone.
Mr. Kagarice also took photographs. About 3,000 of them have surfaced so far. And he occasionally captured the concerts on film using an 8mm motion picture camera. After sitting on it for 40 years, he says, as his collection threatened to overtake his small house, Mr. Kagarice received a call from a local record store owner.
A fellow named Joe Lee, he's always looking to buy records. He came to my house, and he saw on one of the shelves a stack of reel-to-reel tapes. And one of the tapes was Johnny Cash, 1962, New River Ranch, live. And he said, "Could I hear this?" So I said, "Sure." So I played it for him, and he went nuts. He said, "This is great. Do you have any more?" I said, "I have a few." Well, I have several hundred tapes. Sounds pretty good for 1962.
Today, Leon Kagarice and record store owner Joe Lee are business partners. Mr. Kagarice repairs recording equipment in Mr. Lee's Baltimore record shop, and together they plan to work with a recording company to distribute the Kagarice collection on CD. Leon Kagarice says, as happy as he is to release rare recordings of famous people, he is just as pleased to introduce the music of little-known but no less important musicians. He cites the Stoneman Family as the best bluegrass band you will ever hear.
They were just down-home folks, and they just didn't play the game that the other people played with the politics and the money. They were just out there to play music, and they never got their due, and they certainly should have, because they were the best. They were better than anybody.
Leon Kagarice admits that today's copyright laws would make it impossible for him or anyone else to make a personal recording of a live concert today. But for 12 years, he got nothing but support from his beloved musicians, and says, unbeknownst to him, at the time, he too was part of their experience.
I was talking to Ronnie Stoneman a couple of years ago of the Stoneman family. She played banjo. And she said that if they didn't see me down there taping, that they would be disappointed, that they took it as a compliment of their music. And I had no idea they felt that way at the time.
Recording engineer Leon Kaga-Rice will soon be the subject of a public television documentary about his famous collection. He is hoping to work with the Country Music Hall of Fame to release the first of his recordings onto CD later this year. This is Robin Rupley.
I'll use it.